Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Bankers Title, which salutes the strong efforts of our military personnel. Bankers Title thanks you for your service and wants to now serve your real estate settlement needs. Working with all lenders, purchasing or refinancing, look for their number at hunter@sunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. Also, with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at hunter@sunrise.com. And introducing for the first time support from Sonoqual Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you're missing that last element to support your vision, Sonoqual can help you find it. Can you believe I've made it through all of that and are now to our acoustic session?
I was hoping for you to stutter or something in it, you know?
Excuse me, what's your name again?
Anthony Rosano. that's what it had on the board over there.
Yeah, I know. Louis McGee joins us again here for an acoustic session. How are you, Louis?
Well, I'm very new at this.
So. Right.
I'm a newcomer.
You've never done this before. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Oh, Hunter, I don't know. I wish I could say I have a really new song for you, but new for me is anything within the last 20 years.
Yeah, that's so, right.
Right?
That's right.
You know, I started thinking about some of the songs that I don't normally play at gigs,
right?
Either because they're too slow or intimate or something. You know, sometimes when the bar is your venue,
right?
You tend to play stuff that's a little more upbeat and.
Right.
Anyway, some of these tunes get lost in the moment.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do one that I wrote called Sweet Thing.
Here's Louis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, you got the smile, turn the night into the brightest day. You got the style, can make me say the things I need to say. Oh, my sweet thing, little girl, you make me feel so good. Yes, my sweet thing, little one, you make me feel so good. Well, sometimes I fall, but you lift me up into my place again. And I love you, call, he said, come on, baby, get out of bed. Oh, my sweet thing, little girl, you make me feel so good. Yes, my sweet thing, little one, you make me feel so good. Thank you.
Will you take the time? You put a stop to each passing hour. I don't have a dime. She filled my heart full of silver dollars. Oh, my sweet thing. Little girl, you make me feel so good. Yes, my sweet thing. Little one, you make me feel so good. Yes, my sweet thing. Little woman, you make me feel so good.
It's not a short one.
Louis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Gosh.
And I didn't mention at the top, we really appreciate Joe Talley doing the audio here today.
Oh, yeah.
Here at Sonoqual Studios.
He's better looking than I thought, man. Everybody told me he was.
Yeah. Yeah. See, don't believe.
You're a handsome guy, man.
Don't believe the rumors.
I don't care what they say. Yeah.
Don't believe the rumors.
Yeah, so how long was that song? About 20 minutes? I'm one of those guys that don't know when to shut up. Ask my wife.
So tell me what's up with Louis McGee here. How have you been weathering the pandemic here?
It's the oddest thing I've ever been through.
Really?
And I'm sure all the musicians are saying the same thing. Yeah, it's just different. It's
yeah.
Way weird. I mean, March 14th, I think, is right then was like the last gig that I did under sort of normal circumstances.
Yeah.
And then the bottom just dropped out and income went to zero, both for gigging and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Gradually came back. I did some private stuff in people's yards where they...
You know, really?
Yeah, that was kind of cool. People would set up lawn chairs in a cul-de-sac. And,
right.
And I'd play. So I kind of stayed with it as much as I could.
Uh-huh.
But it was, you know... I kept thinking it was going to come back. It's going to come back. And
right.
We'll get this thing going again in June.
Yeah.
We'll get it going again in July. We'll get it going,
you know. Next month.
Yeah.
It's going to be the time.
I may be too old when it gets going again.
I'm not going to say that.
Yeah. But it's close to true, man. So I am having some physical issues these days, too. So it's it's a weird state.
But you have been gigging some. I've seen you around doing some things now. Mm-hmm. I guess in the late summer, I saw you at the Wyndham. By the ocean.
I'm doing two or three gigs a week.
Yeah.
A lot of my private stuff and corporate gigs have been canceled because they kind of have to. They don't know the parameters that they have to deal with, you know, seem to change, and they're all scared that they're going to get shut down or busted or do something incorrect.
Right.
So everybody's, you know, walking on eggshells.
Yeah. Well, probably you have... more time to practice, I guess.
Yeah, geez, more time to think about stuff. That's the last thing I need.
You've been doing some stuff on Facebook, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I did some live stuff.
Mm-hmm. I did some live performances on there, too.
Yeah, yeah. You think you'll do that again soon? Or?
You know, I don't know. I actually thought it kind of had a life expectancy and that people weren't going to tune in to it anymore. That it kind of run its course of doing the, you know, at-home gigs.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it hasn't. I've been wrong before.
I think it's starting back up again. I've noticed a lot more national artists doing it again. I think they're itching. They're itching to play. And
Carl Wern's got his thing, you know, on every Wednesday. So those his open mic night that he extends out through the week, and those continue to show up. And you know, and quite honestly, for me, I run the risk, or I have been running the risk for a long time. Of people getting sick of me.
I don't think they ever get sick of you. I don't.
Well, I mean, I've been at this for a long time here in this area, and the material's not changing a lot. And maybe it's good to give everybody a sonic break.
Oh, I think they're itching to hear you now. I know that one gig I was talking about at the Wyndham, there were a ton of people there.
That was a fun gig.
All social distancing. It was good.
Yeah. And everybody's generally... you know, on the same page with all that stuff. And there's never a perfect scenario because you're out in public. The safest thing to do is never leave the house. But, I mean, I can't do that.
At some
point, I feel like I need to be part of the mechanism, hopefully, that's getting things going again and that we're moving towards progress.
Yeah. We're talking with Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another one for us here?
I don't know, man. I'm kind of tired.
I know that 20-minute thing you did before would do it.
I was in the middle of it going, man, when does this song ever end? Who wrote this? All right, you know what? Any musicians that are out there, for the general public too, for that matter, that song, Sweet Thing, I did with called a drop D tuning.
Oh, okay.
Right to my bass E string, which is normally here. There's your E, down to a D. Mm-hmm. And then I play a D chord. It's nice and full, got that, you know, real fat low end thing.
Yeah.
There's a double drop D.
Oh.
And this song is also, this song's about 45 minutes long, by the way.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Like I said, I just never knew
I think Joe Talley just left. He said, okay, you guys just do it.
Yeah. Whenever you say 45 minutes, he says, I got to go to the bathroom.
I
can't wait that long.
When I come back, we'll continue.
Yeah. So let me see how this is. So double drop D. Both E strings are tuned down to D on this one.
Yeah.
And this is a tune that I wrote when I was living in Miami. And I'd been down there for about 6 months and getting ready to head back to Virginia for Christmas. So it was winter in Virginia, and, you know, the heat of Miami is very consistent on through the fall. So you never get that really sense of change of seasons.
Yeah.
So I was looking forward to coming home, and I wanted to preface the song because I make mention to the fact that I'm going north to Virginia and looking for winter, you know.
Oh, okay.
People don't think of Virginia necessarily as being going north. But if you're in Miami, it's definitely
almost definitely
1,000 miles. Yeah.
It's Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise.
It's called Hey Virginia. Holding out the years, bringing me to a new lifestyle, but it takes a while. Cover up the fears that keep me walking as a child, but it makes me smile. Crossroads I pass, but the new don't seem to last. Feeling incomplete, and I know I need some sleep. Hey, Virginia, shine your winter light on me. I've been far too long in this summer sun. I need your cool breeze. Stars don't shine so bright. My eyes are screened by yesterday, and it seems a shame. The ocean to my right, knowing that I just can't stay, but it fades away. Looking to the north, I'm keeping myself on course. Tonight I know again, I'll be in the arms of a friend. Hey Virginia, shine your winter light on me. I've been far too long in this summer sun, I need your cool breeze. Thank you.
staring at the street through a window pane of familiar ways, and the music plays. Well, faces speak to me with winter words that have not changed. Am I still the same? The sky tells me the time. With a loved one by my side, darkness closing in, and I'm in the womb again. Hey, Virginia, shine your winter light on me. I've been far too long in this summer sun. I need your cool breeze. Hey, Virginia, shine your winter light on me. I've been far too long in the summer sun. I need your cool breeze.
Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Well, I'll tell you, you're talking about traveling in that particular song, and I know during these times it's been hard to travel. How are you dealing with that with your family? I mean, your family is so stretched out everywhere.
Yeah, we made a trip in, Marsha and I made a trip to visit Casey, who's in Nashville.
Right.
We saw her in back in June.
Oh, okay.
So we drove out there, and it was a little weird, you know, trying to stop places to either get food or find a bathroom, that kind of thing. You had to be kind of selective, and not every place was open.
Right.
It was a little bit cumbersome, but it worked.
Yeah.
And clubs in Nashville were not generally open, but we did go out one night, and they did this social distancing thing at the tables, and they had X number of people, you know, limited seating kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was fine, actually. It was... it wasn't normal, but it was as good as we could get under the circumstances.
Yeah, yeah. So, any writing during all this?
I'm writing a lot of emails. I'm not writing a lot of apology letters for stuff I did 40 years ago.
Well, that takes up a lot of your time.
Yeah, you know, you got a lot of time to think. You go, gosh, you know, I wish I hadn't have said that back in 1975. I owe that guy an apology.
Well, I hope you do some more Facebook stuff, because I enjoyed that. We would sit down, you know, and if you do it on a regular basis, and I think some artists even don't do it over a particular time. You know, they don't, you know, say half an hour or something like that. They'll just do it until they feel like stopping, you know. And but
like me writing a song.
Yeah, you writing a song.
I go, you know what? I got to get out of this thing. I'm already like way over limit.
Well, a lot of people kind of go, oh, well, Lewis is going to be on tonight at 8 o'clock, and they sit around the computer and watch it. You know.
I think it should be something kind of definitive. And that way, hopefully, if people do want to tune in, they can carve out that time and at least know what to expect and anticipate it.
These days, you can call it up on your phone, and then what we do is we put it up on our TV.
Yeah.
So now I'm watching you on HD TV.
Well, you know, speaking of traveling, I did a lot of traveling back in my early days.
Right.
And it was really cool. Those at-home things reached a bunch of people that hadn't heard me play in 40 years or something like that. I spent a lot of time in Florida back in the 70s. So that was really neat that reconnected, and they all said, you know, texted me or emailed me and said, hey, yeah, we got out on our deck and got a couple of cocktails and had you on a big screen TV. It was almost like a live concert. So thinking of it that way, I'm kind of looking at it on my little screen on my laptop or my iPad in my living room and thinking, gosh, who's going to enjoy this? But I think, you know, the people that went to the extra trouble to really and enhance it.
Yeah.
But I think it was kind of a cool experience.
The technology is amazing these days.
Yeah.
I mean, we can call it up on a telephone, watch it there, or we can put it to our TV, and we have like a 50-inch TV. There you are in living color.
Yeah, that could be good or bad. Well, and you know, I've used this technology too for my teaching, because I've done, for a while, I wasn't doing at-home lessons.
Right.
So
are you,
I did,
are
I did
you
virtual.
Using Zoom? Or?
I did. Zoom wasn't so much of a benefit doing one-on-one. I did it. I can do that.
Yeah.
But Facebook was just about the same.
Yeah.
There's still a time delay. The one deficiency in this in doing a virtual lesson is you can't play simultaneously.
Yeah.
It's a slight delay in the music, so it's cumbersome to try to play together.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking with Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do one more for us?
Yeah, yeah, let me do some retuning here.
That's okay. That's okay, too. This is live radio. You know, even your tuning is incredible.
It's just the way God made me. I don't know. All right, let's take a shot at this.
Here's Lewis McGee on Hunter and Sunrise.
I love you too, brother.
There you go.
Early in the morning, whoa, on the sleazy side of town. He comes without a warning, just the lover shake down. But she won't be with you when she's walking away. She won't be with you when she's walking away. Walking away, hey. Standing on the street, her heart's always bleeding, and she's never been discreet. But she won't be with you when she's walking away. She won't be with you when she's walking away. Walking away.
Shorter, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you do that song before. Is that a really old song?
Yeah, it was on my greatest hits album.
Really? you have a greatest hits album?
Yeah, the only song I wrote was under 5 minutes, and I used to do it slower. It's like this. And they said, Lewis, you can short it if you just speed it up, man. We got to go home. We got to get out of here.
Well, that was awesome. That was a great song.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking with Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. I really appreciate you doing this today. It's been awesome.
Well, Hunter, thanks for having me back, man. And I know you did your retirement thing last week. And and everybody's been congratulating you, and I want to, too. And, you know, your day gig is something that was, you know, I wasn't privy to and seeing you at work. But seeing you being part of, or having you being part of the musical community has meant so much to us. And I really want to tell you that. It's not patronizing. It's just so cool to have an outlet, a venue that we can come in and do what we do, and then have somebody like you who's personally supporting it and feel like you're into the music. You come see us live. You know us, in like I said, in a personal way, too.
Yeah.
We're all friends, part of the community.
Well,
it's great to have you, man.
Well, and you know what? I didn't thank you. Maybe I should have done this at the top. I thank you for what you said on TV with my little report. That was a surprise, even though it wasn't a surprise.
I didn't know that happened. I was on TV. I hope I showered for that.
No, it was great, and I really, really appreciate what you said. I really do. And
well, that's all real, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we're here together for however long we got left, you know?
I'm just really glad that now I have a lot of time to do this show, you know, where before, you know, I was fitting it into what else I was doing, and I was doing a lot. So
yeah.
I'm not quite sure how I did both, but I was able to do it through the years. And it's just great to have artists like you on my show. It's just, I'm very humbled by it. I really appreciate you coming on.
Back at you. You know, hope maybe we'll do this another year or two.
Yeah.
We'll get back together and do this.
Yes. Another year or two. Well, no. What are you doing next month? No. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Lewis McGee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Thanks so much for being on the show.